Monsieur le Président, j'ai encore 2 minutes.
Ah, 2 minutes. Yeah.
Pardon me, Chair, I still have 2 minutes.
I did felt gratitude also to those of you in Geneva who also may have faced obstacles coming here, including perhaps frustrations due to so little available time or a format which is not, to put it lightly, always very conducive to constructive dialogue. There's also voices that we have to thank. And notice I said voices. Those are the voices, and I would say hands, of the interpreters, who are working in difficult conditions, but they are absolutely indispensable to make the forum as accessible for as many of you as possible. So to you all, the interpreters, I say merci, thank you, shukran, spasiba bolshoi, sisye, muchas gracias, and also in sign language, thank you. Because sign language is a minority language. Mm-hmm. And this has been clarified under my mandate since 2018. Sign languages are real languages, natural languages. And therefore, around the world, they constitute linguistic minorities with human rights recognized under my mandate. Finally, and I promise it is the end. Finally, thanks to all of you who, as participants and delegations, are at the center of the forum and with whom I hope we can work together to make a better world, but also a better forum. When UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres had the high-level meeting at the General Assembly a few weeks ago to commemorate the anniversary of this declaration, said, "We're not dealing with gaps, we're dealing with outright inaction and negligence in the protection of minority rights." He also added this, the part where people forget. We need political leadership and resolute action, that every member state take concrete steps to protect minorities and their identity, and that in every action and decision, minorities themselves must be meaningfully included as active and equal participants. You've been doing your parts yesterday and today. Let's work together so that those recommendations can inspire and propel matters further at the United Nations as called for by the Secretary General. Someone once said that it is during our darkest moments that we have to focus on to see the light. What you have done yesterday and today is to provide some light that is much needed if we are to truly have universal human rights, because on this 30th anniversary of the Declaration on the Rights of Minorities, you have to try to rethink, review, and reform what is needed to make the world a better place, a place for peace and justice for all. Monsieur le Président, je vous...
Chair.